Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today I got a shorter lesson for us. I call it, So What's It Gonna Be? Let's get started. As believers, it's important for us to put first things first and major on the majors. Sadly, the preponderance of us are like the men in John chapter 6 who wanted more banquet miracles. That's the loaves and fishes. You know, they ran after Christ, but Jesus tested their motives and gave them something to ponder when he said in John 6:27, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." Well, most of us are not going after Jesus to be fed, but we do get hung up on the doing. What do I mean? Well, in 6:28, they said to him, "Well, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?" You see, our minds can more easily understand doing something to earn God's favor, and we often put that doing first before anything else. And for that reason, you know, sad to say, our churches are running over with people willing to attend, to give, to work, but coming up short on spiritual depth. Christ gave them an answer that for many is still a conundrum today. In 6:29, he said, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent.'" In fact, the whole notion of being is important to God. It is a first thing. For instance, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless." Check out Genesis 17:1 for that. And Leviticus 11:45, "For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." And Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." And Isaiah 45:22, it says, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Yes, to be blameless, to be holy, to be still and know, and to be saved. All of these are first things with God, and they follow the first of the first things, believing on him whom he has sent, Jesus. That's because being these things is directly linked to knowing God. Jeremiah 24:7 says, "Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart." Jeremiah 24:7. And of course, many of you realize that the verb to be is what's called an existential verb. To be is a verb like I am, you are, he or she or it or one is, we are, they are, etc. Notice each of these first thing being statements that we went over also includes God saying, "I am." In fact, he introduced himself to Moses that way, didn't he? Back in Exodus 3:14, and God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." In the Hebrew, this I am is spelled, if you would, YHWH. Scholars say that YHWH is derived from the Hebrew verb haya, which means to be. Now, Latin-speaking Christian scholars replaced the Y, which does not exist in Latin, with an I or a J, the latter of which exists in Latin as a variant of the form I. Thus, the tetragrammaton, that's those four letters, became the artificial Latinized name Jehovah. Scripture says Christ embodies every attribute that is true of Jehovah. Colossians 2:9, quote, "For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form." And Hebrews 1:3 says, "Christ is the radiance of Jehovah's glory and the exact representation of his nature." Jesus is Jehovah God. Thank you, C.H. Spurgeon, for that. All that is to say that Jesus is I am. He said so himself. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." That's John 8:58. So here's the summary. Getting the first of the first things, that is, believing in Jesus, leads to the rest of the first things, as you are fully submitted to Jesus, and they lead to knowing God. So what's it going to be?
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.